You'll read it if you look up
Savannah.
That.
Savannah.
Yeah, okay. Fort Benning is near what town?
I don't know.
It's near Phoenix City, Alabama. It's right across the river. It's the same name as the man who discovered America, supposedly.
Columbus.
Okay, and big city in southern Georgia? I guess it's more like the middle of the state.
Our city?
No, further south than that. It starts with an M.
Macon?
Mm-hmm. Big city in Louisiana known for Mardi Gras?
New Orleans.
And the capital of Louisiana? Two words.
Baton Rouge?
Mm-hmm. Biggest city in southern Ohio? Where the Reds and the Bengals play?
Shoot. No. Ohio. Cincinnati?
Mm-hmm. And biggest city in Kentucky where the Derby is run?
Louisville.
All right. How far is it from, just guess, from here to Savannah?
100 miles.
Okay. If somebody asks you to go with him and you're not sure you want to, you'd say, I don't know.
Whether I will.
All right. If you have a sick friend who's not likely to get any better, you would say, if somebody asks you how he is, you might say, well, it seems...
Hopeless?
Or to use a clause after that, it seems... It seems to me...
It's not getting any better.
Would you say it seems like, or it seems as if, or...
Seems like.
Okay. If you were asked to go somewhere without your friend, you might say, I won't go...
Without him.
Or, blank, he goes.
Unless he goes.
If your roommate didn't help you with the dishes, you might say, she went out on a date, blank, helping me.
Without helping me.
Or, blank off helping me.
Instead of helping me.
Mm-hmm. If somebody asks you why you like a person, you say, I like him. Why do you do it?
Because.
Mm-hmm. What is the largest Protestant denomination in the South?
Baptist.
Mm-hmm. Two people become members, you'd say they...
Join.
Join what?
Join the church.
Mm-hmm. In church, you pray to...
God.
The preacher preaches a...
Sermon.
And the choir and the organist provide the...
Music.
You might say, oh, the music was just...
Beautiful.
And if you have a flat tire on the way to church, you might say, church will be over...
Before we get there.
Okay, the enemy and opposite of God is called the...
Devil.
Any other terms for the devil?
Satan.
What might children say is going to come get them? Or people might say to scare children, that something will get you if you don't watch out.
Other than devil?
Not anything? What do people think that they see at night in graveyards?
Ghosts.
All right. And a house that has them is a...
Haunted.
All right. You'd better put a sweater on. It's getting blank chilly.
Pretty.
All right. Any other words like that?
Rather. Very.
Mm-hmm. I'll go if you insist, but I'd...
Rather not.
What would you say to a friend whom you just met, whom you hadn't seen in a long time? You might say, I'm...
Glad to see you.
Okay. And would you use the word that you said you might use in the other situation, similar to it? Instead of saying glad, you might say... Proud?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Would you ever say anything before the glad, in meaning very glad, or...
Real glad.
Okay. If somebody owns a very large amount of land, instead of using a specific term, you have just a general word that means a large amount. He owns a...
Good bit.
Did you ever hear right smart?
Yes.
Do you use it?
No.
Who uses it?
I think the older country people.
If somebody asks you, can you really do that, and you wanted to emphasize that you can, you might say, I...
Certainly can.
Would you ever say a word beginning with S there?
Surely.
Or without the L-Y?
Sure can. Yes, okay. I would.
Okay. How about using yes, sir, and yes, ma'am? Do you use them?
I say yes'm and also yes ma'am.
To whom would you use them?
An older woman.
Okay. And to?
And yes sir.
Mm-hmm.
To an older man.
Okay. If you didn't know something, you might say, I have no blank about that.
Knowledge.
Or, no, that's not a good way to get that, really. No notion or no...
idea?
Mm-hmm. If you met somebody, what would you say to them by way of greeting, asking them about their health? Wait a minute.